Football at the 22-yard line. Handoff, Zoller. Got a hole up the middle. 30, 35, 40. Broke a tackle. Midfield, the race is on. 30, 20, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, A.J. Zoller. Touchdown, at Lee Raiders. Hart in the pistol formation. Handoff, and up the middle, Brandon Braxton breaks it open, and he will go into the end zone. Touchdown, Patrick Henry Patriots. Brandon Braxton from 18 yards. So it's going to be about a first and 20. Harris going to go up the middle. Wide open is Cole Blackman. Touchdown, at Lee Raiders. Come on in, everybody. How are you? Welcome to another edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network, as we give you the final word on Week 9 in high school football. After our game of the week tonight, you just heard some highlights. Touchdown from Patrick Henry, couple of scores from Atlee, the Raiders with the 34-20 win to go to 4-4. And that most certainly helps them in terms of how they're trying to stay alive in the 5A North playoffs. And we will talk more about that as our podcast unfolds. Just a quick breakdown of that game. Patrick Henry ran at will early on the Atlee defense. And Coach Roscoe Johnson, talking to us on the RBA Sports Network scoreboard show after the game tonight, talked about the adjustments they made, changes they made, and how late in the first half they started to slow down that rushing attack, and in the second half they were able to make a difference. Now, still, Patrick Henry got 353 yards of total offense rushing-wise. They had a total of 111 yards through the air. And so a good night overall for the Patriots in terms of the running game, but the Raiders stopped them when they needed to in that second half when they began to build the lead, stretch the lead first to two scores, and then to three scores. 115 yards rushing for A.J. Zoller and two touchdowns. Rashard Harris tonight, 22 of 33 for 266 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. Cole Blackman tonight, six catches, 103 yards, and one score. Justin Hall, 11 catches, 56 yards, and a score. Over on the rushing side for Patrick Henry, Josh Guerrero, great night. 20 carries, 174 yards, including a 69-yard burst in the second half when the Patriots really needed it, when things were looking bleak, trying to get his team back into the game. So the Patriots at 4-4, so are the Atlee Raiders. But strength of schedule, the big advantage for Atlee, they came in, even though they had a record worse than Patrick Henry, they came into tonight tied for 13th in 5A North Region. Patrick Henry came in 17th. And we'll see how things shake out as we talk about that momentarily. Let's go through our scoreboard first. And we'll first talk about the NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll. Number one, LC Bird, no problem, 61-0 over George Wythe. They're now 8-0. Number two, Hermitage Hall of Fame night tonight at Chester Fritz. They dispose of Mills Godwin 34-7. Panthers are 8-0. Big 12 showdown tonight between number three, Highland Springs, and number six, Henrico. And the Springers pitch their third straight shutout. 21-0 the final score. All the points in the first half. Springers move to 7-1. They have not allowed a point on a football field since October 5th, that Monday night game when they knocked off Atlee 49-24. Highland Springs next goes to Ashland to face Patrick Henry next week. And on the other side, Henrico goes home to host Lee Davis. That is our game of the week next week. More on that later. So 1-2-3 win. Number four, Benedictine, has Woodbury Forest tomorrow afternoon at home at 2 p.m. That will be a very good game and a very good test for these cadets heading down the home stretch of the regular season as they are looking to win back-to-back state titles. Now's where the fun begins. Not if you're a ranked team. But if you're a prognosticator and you like to see things turn on their head, here we go. Number 5, Thomas Dale. Their win streak is done. Meadowbrook does it again. Last week, they knock off Metoica. And tonight, they knock off number 5, Thomas Dale, 23-14 to move to 4-4 and suddenly solidify their playoff position in 5A South Central, where 2 weeks ago, they weren't in the top 8. Incredible last week in one day for the Meadowbrook Monarchs. But it doesn't get any easier for them in terms of schedule. For Thomas Dale, a tough loss because winning streak's over, second loss of the season, but they're going to lose ground in their region because they came in number 2 and the number 1 team won tonight. More on that coming up. Number 7, Douglas Freeman quietly moves to 8-0, 41-7 winners over Deep Run, and they are now one step away from being 9-0 when they go to Chester Fritz Stadium closing night November 6th for that showdown with Hermitage. Number 8, Monacan. No problem tonight. They win over Midlothian. Final score 49-0. Monacan now 8-1. They finish the regular season next week against number 12 Manchester. They knock off Clover Hill 44-13 to go to 6-2. 4A East had a wild night tonight, and Monacan could move up significantly in the standings when they're released on Monday by the Virginia High School League. We'll discuss it in just a few moments. Great game in the other Hanover County matchup tonight. Our game of the week, Atlee beats Patrick Henry for the first time in the history of Hanover County football. All 4 teams were playing against each other on the same night. You had Atlee PH at Atlee, and then, oh man, a mile and a half as the crow flies or so. Hanover and Lee Davis over at Hanover, and in that one, Lee Davis holds Hanover to 4 field goals. Hanover could never punch it into the end zone. Then Nathan Evans breaks off a big, long touchdown run in the final minute. Interception on Hanover's final drive, and Lee Davis gets the 2012 win. They are 7-1, and they're on their way to Henrico next Friday night on the Game of the Week. You can hear it live, Lee Davis, Henrico, on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and online, live at rvasportsnetwork.com, along with our host of websites that are county-centric, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net. Lee Davis, Henrico, where will they be in the new poll next Monday? We'll find out then. Lee Davis will likely rise. Henrico will likely fall just a little bit after their second loss of the season. That is the Big 12 poll, with the exception of, and we apologize, Hopewell, number 11 Hopewell, didn't mean to forget you. You had one of the most impressive performances of this Friday night. And I mentioned that on the RVA Sports Network scoreboard show after our game of the week. To have Metoica come in off of a loss that ended their 5-game winning streak, Metoica at 5-2 and fighting for position in 5A South Central, and they come to Myrner Field and the Blue Devils shut them out. 37-0 to the final score. Hopewell rolled in the running game tonight. That was key to their victory. Metoica now 5-3, and suddenly they feel the breath of Meadowbrook underneath them. And suddenly, you know, not being the 8th seed for Metoica is no longer one of those things that you feel like is set in stone. They have some work to do. Hopewell keeping pace with James Monroe in 3A East. Other finals tonight, Albemarle beats Powhatan 28-14. Tough loss for the Indians as their playoff chances are beginning to fade. Earlier today, Fork Union over Collegiate 24-22. Congratulations to Glenn Allen. It's been a tough week in Jaguar Nation, but they ended on a great note. They get their first win of the year, 37-20 at Thomas Jefferson earlier Friday afternoon, and they are now 1-7 on the year. TJ, that loss puts them at 2-6, and hurts them in their 3A East playoff hopes. Goochland defeats Central Lunenburg 24-20. Isle of Wight Academy beats Blessed Sacrament Huguenot 56-10. J.R. Tucker on homecoming. Tigers get a win 23-18 over John Marshall to move to 3-5. Huge game in 6A South, and of course a huge rivalry matchup when Cosby and James River get together. And Cosby gets that win tonight at the Swamp, 20-2 the final. Damages the Rapids' playoff hopes, solidifies the Titans' playoff chances. in 4A East. Louisa with a win over Monticello 27-7. Final in that one. Prince George. Good win tonight. 32-12. 32-12, Royals get the win there, 3-5. Petersburg falls to 2-6. That hurts their postseason chances. But they are still obviously alive for a berth. Essex all over Lancaster, 57-8. King William is a winner tonight. Verina beats Armstrong 42-14 to keep pace to a point with Meadowbrook. Got to remember, Meadowbrook beats a team with 6 wins. Verina beats a team with 2 wins. You get bonus points for each win your defeated opponent has. So that's good news for Meadowbrook as they try to stretch things out in that 8th and final playoff berth. So that is a look at what happened across the Central region on this Week 9. Now, how does it play out in terms of postseason and where we stand and where we're going to stand when we get the new numbers from the Virginia High School League come Monday? And, of course, as soon as they are available, we drop whatever we're doing and we post them at rvasportsnetwork.com. That's rvasportsnetwork.com. We're going to go from 6A down to 2A. So, number one, Colonial Forge, came in tonight about 1.7 points ahead of Thomas Dale in that 8-team subregion with conferences 3 and 4. They're going to stretch that. Colonial Forge gets a win tonight over Woodbridge, 30-18. So Colonial Forge now 8-1. They're off next week. They finish in 2 weeks. And they're looking really good for that number one seed. Thomas Dale with the loss tonight gives C.D. Hilton a chance to sneak into the race for the 2 seed. Also, Manchester, the same thing. Hilton has a bye this week. Manchester got the win. And now if Manchester could knock off an 8-win Monacan team next Friday night, that could be huge. Manchester trying to do better than just the 4 seed. They'd love to be a top 2 seed because at least then you get the home field 2 weeks before you may have to face a number one seed. So Colonial Forge wins, Hilton by Woodbridge, the team that lost to Colonial Forge, number 5. That's good news for Cosby. Woodbridge started tonight at nearly 25 points. Riverbend was a 1/10 of a point behind them. Forest Park, 2/10 of a point behind them. And then a 1/2 a point back in 8th was Cosby. All of them within a point of each other. Woodbridge loses. Riverbend, they win. They defeat Garfield. Forest Park beats Freedom. It was close, 30-28. So Cosby is not going to be able to catch either one of them, but they can reel Woodbridge in a little bit. And Cosby can try to get out of that number 8 seed, try to maybe get to a 7. The loss for James River was huge tonight because now they're 3-5. The team they were tied with for 9th place in the subregion standings, Freedom, they, of course, also lost, we just mentioned, to Forest Park by 2 points. And so they're going to see a degree of separation with just 2 weeks left in the regular season. And again, James River has the unenviable task of finishing the campaign in 2 weeks at L.C. Byrd. Now, they knocked off L.C. Byrd. Talk about tons of bonus points and might save their season, but it may even be too late by the time that they get there. So that's 6A South. We're looking at Colonial Forge solidifying their number one position in that Conference 3 and 4 subregion. Thomas Dale could slip down from number 2. Manchester looking to move up from number 4. 5A North, Hanover County teams. Atlee, Patrick Henry. Here's how things look. Atlee came in tonight tied for 13th with Patrick Henry of Roanoke, 1/2 a point behind George Marshall, and about 2 points behind Orange, and about 2.5 points behind Albemarle. In action tonight, we mentioned earlier, Albemarle knocks off Powhatan. So they get a win. Ahead of them, Wakefield, the 9 seed, they get a win over George Marshall. That's a good news scenario for Atlee because George Marshall's the next team they're trying to overtake to at least get in to 12th place. Orange, the 11 seed, beats Charlottesville by 7. And so only one team ahead of Atlee loses tonight, so the Raiders try to get one extra spot. PH Roanoke lost tonight to unbeaten Salem. And so, therefore, they may drop a little bit. Atlee will rise, and then they may be 12th when we get the new numbers on Monday. Potomac, the 15 seed, loses. Briar Woods, the 16 and final seed, wins. They beat a 5-2 Chantilly team, 24-21. Briar Woods now 3-6. Now, they've only got one more game to play. They have a bye next week, and then they have to play Stonebridge. Patrick Henry loses tonight to Atlee. Halifax, the team behind them, just behind them, beats a winless Franklin County team. So depending upon how many points they're able to muster up, Patrick Henry could stay in 17th. They could find themselves in 18th when the new numbers come out on Monday. 5A South Central, the one that everybody wants to talk about because it's chock full of RVA teams. LC Bird gets the win tonight. They'll still be the one seed. Hermitage Highland Springs. There is a chance that Highland Springs could take over the number two seed on Monday. We ran the points. The points you get for winning, the points you get for the number of wins the team you beat has, the points you get in terms of which classification, the points you got tonight because the teams you beat earlier in the year beat somebody else, or the teams you lost to beat somebody else. And we think it is possible for them either to tie for second or Highland Springs maybe to take a one-point lead. I'm leaning on my math towards a possible tie. With 2 weeks to go, Hermitage has the one-win Glen Allen team and then a nine-win Douglas Freeman team. Highland Springs has a four-win Patrick Henry team and a four-win Verina team in the end of their regular season. So if Highland Springs ties Hermitage, Hermitage still has a chance with two wins to possibly separate themselves and at 10-0 take care of business. Douglas Freeman was fourth, 2 points behind Highland Springs. They win tonight, but beating Deep Run doesn't get you many points. But they'll stay at number four, that's for sure, with Henrico falling. Lee Davis was 1.6 points behind Douglas Freeman starting the night. They beat a five-win Hanover team. That will be good for Lee Davis, but I don't think it's going to be enough for them to overtake Douglas Freeman for fourth place. So Lee Davis next week, it could be a scenario where they're fifth, Henrico is sixth, and they're both playing the winner trying to become the number four seed and get a home game in the first round. Now, here's where it gets interesting. After Lee Davis in sixth, Matoaka was seventh, just behind them at 26.286 points. And Meadowbrook was 2.65 points behind Matoaka. But now Matoaka gets shut out tonight. Meadowbrook knocks off a six-win Thomas Dale team. And so the margin there between the Warriors and the Monarchs is going to shrink. I'll have to run the numbers. I don't know if Meadowbrook can overtake Matoaka at this point, but they will certainly be knocking on the door for the seven seed. And all of a sudden, Matoaka's got to wake up and realize, whoa, we got to get a win or two to make sure we're in the playoffs. This is not settled. Verina with their win tonight over a two-win Armstrong team. They'll keep pace, but they will be the gap will widen with Meadowbrook. But Matoaka coming back to that pack, and it could be a three-team race for two spots when we get to the last night of the season. Craziness was what happened in 4A East tonight. Cortland comes in as the top seed, and they led Hanover by almost 2 points in the sub-region that concludes conferences 19 and 20. Cortland gets upset by the 8 seed King George, 19-14. Cortland loses. Hanover, as we talked to you earlier about, loses at home to Lee Davis, 20-12 the final. They go to 5-3. Monacan gets the win over a 2-win Midlothian team to go to 8-1. So Monacan has a game already done. And the other teams around them have a game in hand, which means on November 6th, when Monacan's resting at home, other teams can get wins and pick up big points and could shuffle the deck. But Monacan started the night 2.5 points behind Cortland. The win tonight, it will be enough to overtake Hanover for second. Of that, we have no doubt. How close will they get to Cortland in the number one seed? And could Monacan possibly grab that one seed in the sub-region? And that would guarantee them three home playoff games before you got to the regional final in early December. Now, after that, Chancellor, big win over Caroline tonight. They were the four seed. Eastern View was a point behind them in fifth. They win tonight. They get a win over Liberty of Bealeton. Dinwiddie, the sixth seed, they win tonight, big over Colonial Heights. So they'll keep pace, but I doubt they move positions. They'll probably stay in sixth. 3 points behind them was Louisa in seventh. Louisa got a win tonight. That'll help solidify their playoff position. The big news here is King George upsetting Cortland, because King George is going to get massive extra rider points for that win. It's going to separate them from both Powhatan, who lost tonight, and Midlothian, who lost tonight. And the playoff situation for both the Indians and the Trojans looks very bleak, very, very bleak, after what happened in 4A East tonight. Colonial Heights fans, don't despair. Know you lost and lost big to Dinwiddie tonight. They got up big early. You're still five right now in your 8-team subregion in 3A East. Booker T. Washington's below you in seventh. They play tomorrow against Lake Taylor. Number 8, Tab, lost tonight big to undefeated Lafayette. And so, yes, you have some work to do. Yes, you probably need one more win to make sure you're in the postseason, but don't panic yet. Hopewell coming off the great win tonight over Metoica. That's going to give them some bonus points. Beat a 5-win team and 2 classifications ahead of you. You've got James Monroe 1 point ahead of you in the playoff race for that number 1 seed. They beat Spotsylvania tonight 33-7, the final. Spotsy is a 2-win team just outside of the postseason. And so Hopewell could close the gap some on James Monroe as they look to try to get a 1 seed in that subregion. The teams elsewhere in that area, it's Brentsville District was number 3, 3 points behind Hopewell in third place. They lost tonight to a 1-win Kettle Run team, 28-14. So that's going to hurt them. Number 4, Skyline, plays tomorrow. Culpeper County, we did not get. That's the one thing we could not. Oh, no, we did get it. We did get it. I'm looking at my notes wrong. They beat Manassas Park tonight. They were a winless team. So they win to keep pace. Armstrong and Petersburg came in tied for 6th. They both lost tonight. Armstrong to Verina, Petersburg to Prince George. Armstrong faring a little bit better because they lost to a 4-win team as opposed to a 3-win team. Behind them was John Marshall, only a tenth of a point ahead of Spotsylvania. John Marshall loses at Tucker tonight. Spotsylvania loses against James Monroe because they lost to a 6-win team. Spotsylvania may overtake Marshall for 8th place in that final playoff berth in the Conference 26 and 28 subregion. Then finally tonight in 2A East, Amelia wins. They came in 3rd, 2 points behind Buffalo Gap and Clark County, who were tied for 1st. Goochland right behind them by a tenth of a point. They get a win tonight, so that's going to help them. And King William came in 8th position. They get a win tonight, and that's going to help them at least have one playoff game at home when the 2A East playoffs commence. So what are the big headlines of the night as we get set to close? Well, number 1, LC Bird, Hermitage, Douglas Freeman, all go to 8-0. I think it's safe to say that LC Bird, Hermitage, Highland Springs have clinched postseason berths in 5A South Central. It's a little quirkier after that as Douglas Freeman was 4th, Henrico was 5th, they lose. Lee Davis was 6th, they win, and then now they play each other at Henrico next week on the game of the week. Metoica falls again, and Meadowbrook knocks off number 5, Thomas Dale, puts Meadowbrook closer to Metoica, trying to get that number 7 seed. And so it's beginning to look more and more like it's going to be 3 teams playing for 2 spots at the bottom of 5A South Central, Metoica, Meadowbrook, Verina, with 2 weeks to go. Monacan has a chance to overtake Cortland in 4A East after winning tonight and Cortland being knocked off in a shocker to a King George, and Hanover losing late against Lee Davis. In 5A North, our game of the week, Atlee wins over Patrick Henry. Patriots postseason hopes are dangling by a thread. Got to remember, they've got to host Highland Springs, and then they got to go to Lee Davis in 2 weeks for the Tomato Bowl. Now, if they can win one of those games, they'll get a lot of bonus points, and that could be what vaults them over a Briar Woods example for the 16th and final seed in 5A North. Thomas Dale, big loss tonight, gives Colonial Forge a bigger league in that 6A South subregion and over there as well. Cosby's win over James River helps them put separation between them and the Rapids, as well as Freedom in terms of trying to stay in those top 8 and make the playoffs. All right, looking ahead, Dale, host Hopewell next week. We talked about Manchester Monacan. That's at Monacan, the regular season finale for the Chiefs. Manchester has a game after that the following week against Cosby. Both of those games on the road for the Lancers. Cosby hosts George Wythe, and then they host Manchester. James River goes to Clover Hill, and as we mentioned, they've got L.C. Byrd in 2 weeks. Down in 4A East, Monacan hosts Manchester, and then they're off November the 6th. Hanover goes to Armstrong next week. Then they host Henrico in the finale. Dinwiddie at Petersburg next week. Then they host Meadowbrook, and that could be a Donnybrook, because Meadowbrook could be playing for the number 7 seed in 5A South Central when they go to Dinwiddie on closing night. Powhatan looking tough. Fluvanna Monticello, they've got 2 home games left, but don't know if they're going to be able to make up enough ground. Colonial Heights has to go to Matoaka next week. That's going to be tough because the Warriors are going to be smarting and trying to right the ship to make sure they're in the playoffs. And then they host a Petersburg team who is trying to stay alive in the playoffs. And in the other side of 3A East, Armstrong has Hanover at home and Atlee at home to finish the season. Petersburg has Dinwiddie this coming week and then go to Colonial Heights. John Marshall hosts Deep Run and then goes to Mills Godwin. Hopewell, by the way, we mentioned at Thomas Dale and then at Prince George. Murder Field is done until the postseason. 5A North, Atlee hosts Verina, then they go to Armstrong. We mentioned Patrick Henry's got to host Highland Springs, then go to Lee Davis. And in 5A South Central, L.C. Byrd hosts Huguenot, then James River. Hermitage hosts Glen Allen, then Douglas Freeman. Highland Springs is at PH, and then they host Verina in the big, usual last game of the season for them. Douglas Freeman hosts Mills Godwin. That could be a trap game for them. They got to be careful, not looking ahead to Hermitage. They go to Chester Fritz week 10. Henrico hosts Lee Davis, goes to Hanover. Lee Davis goes to Henrico, hosts Patrick Henry. You get the idea. We'll have all the numbers for you on RVASportsNetwork.com when the official numbers come out from the Virginia High School League on Monday. All right, friends, going to be a really, 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 did I say really, busy week here in the next 7 days on the RVA Sports Network. We will begin on Monday with the latest football playoff situations. Have them online for you. Monday night, live coverage of girls volleyball as the number one team in our Super 6 girls volleyball poll. Mills Godwin hosts Lee Davis, a team that is desperate for some momentum as they get ready for the Conference 11 tournament. Live coverage on our YouTube channel at 7 o'clock on Monday night. Just go to YouTube.com, search RVA Sports Network, and when you find us, click subscribe. And then you'll never miss an RVA Sports Network live high school sports broadcast. Those are the outside of football. Our football broadcaster on another channel with in conjunction with WHA and radio. But everything else we do, volleyball, basketball, baseball, softball, lacrosse, etc., on our YouTube channel. So go to YouTube.com, search RVA Sports Network, and then subscribe to our page and never miss a game. 24 hours after that, we'll be at Cosby High School for more girls volleyball. James River at Cosby as they are fighting for playoff seeding in the Conference 3 tournament that will start the following week. Another 7 p.m. start. Wednesday, we will be spending part of the day at the Richmond Marriott as we talk to all 14 head coaches of Atlantic 10 women's basketball, including VCU head coach Beth O'Boyle and Richmond head coach Michael Schaefer, as we get set for a coverage of the 2015-16 Atlantic 10 women's basketball season, which, of course, culminates with their tournament beginning March 2nd down at the Richmond Coliseum. Also later this week, it's field hockey. Some of the conference tournaments start on Monday. Some of them begin on Tuesday. Some champions will be crowned on Tuesday, some as late as Thursday, weather permitting, because apparently we have a midweek system coming in that we've got to keep an eye on. So we'll have coverage of field hockey for you all week long. And then next Friday night, the game of the week, live from Henrico High School, the 6-2 Warriors against 7-1 Lee Davis, live on 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and online at rvasportsnetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, and HenricoCountySports.net. And then happy to say, a week from tomorrow, I'm going to be filling in for Robert Fish and having the call of Randolph-Macon football at home at Day Field when they take on Shenandoah. That's on Halloween Saturday, a week from tomorrow. Really looking forward to sitting in with Marty Wilson for the call of that game. You can hear that game live at Randolph-Macon's website, rmcathletics.com. That's rmcathletics.com. If you are traveling to Harrisonburg, please drive safely. Be careful. Good luck to both the Dukes and the Spiders. We're the RBA Sports Network, so you know who we're rooting for. And, you know, as many things as I disagree with about ESPN, and there are a lot, one thing I have to say, I got to give them credit where credit is due. Congratulations to them on making a phenomenal choice and having College Game Day go to Harrisonburg. They need to have things like that. They are going to be blown away by the crowd that they have, not just the numbers, but the type of crowd that they have, because teams like James Madison and U of R are going to so much appreciate that which is normally reserved for the Alabamas and the Ohio States and the Oklahomas and the USCs, etc. So appreciate College Game Day making its way to Harrisonburg. Good luck to the Spiders on Saturday. So, like we said, very, very busy week. And we'll be back with a midweek podcast on Tuesday night to give you the new Super 6 polls, the final one in field hockey. In fact, it could be the final one in both polls. I'll have to check, both field hockey and boys and girls volleyball. And we'll preview week 10 of high school football. That's all coming up on the next podcast on Tuesday night. And that's a look at what we're doing this week. And again, remember to follow us on Twitter wherever you are. Our county-centric Twitter feeds for localized coverage at Chesterfield Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Hanover Sports. And for all things sports across the metro Richmond area, just follow us on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet, at the RVA Sportsnet. All right, friends, appreciate you so much downloading and listening to this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. It is presented intently for the use of our audience, our wonderful audience who we love so much. And any rebroadcast or other transmission of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Our thanks to Ryan Malloy and the gang at Atlee High School for making us feel so welcome tonight. Next week, Lee Davis at Henrico as the home stretch of the regular season in football continues. Good luck, field hockey teams, next week. We'll see you down the line. Rob Witham saying thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you next time on the podcast and see you on the sideline.